Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today, I have a brand new condominium in the heart of District 9 to share with you. This condo is known as River Modern. Without further ado, let's dive straight into the details. Here, this is the actual site. It's located along River Valley Green, next to Greyville MRT Station, and about 2 to 3 minutes walk away is Greyville City itself. It's next to Kim Seng Park and fronting along the Singapore River. So let me share with you more about this location itself. This is River Modern, near Robinson Quay, Singapore River locality. It's next to Tanjung Pagar, CBD, Marina Bay, Orchard Road, Bras Basah, Chinatown, as well as Sentosa. So we are in the heart of District 9 itself, along River Valley. So let me share with you more about this site itself. This is a government land sale site. It's known as River Valley Green, Parcel B. The one in purple color is along River Valley Green, Kim Seng Road. This is a 99-year state land, which was sold on 30 February 2025 to this developer for $627 million. So based on the tenderers, altogether there are 5 tenderers. The highest bid came from Guaco Land itself at $627 million at $15,284 per square meter of GFA. If we compare the first and second highest bidder, the difference is a 9% difference. So what does it mean here? It means that there's intense competition for this piece of land. Developers know that there are profit to be made in this location. There are demand for homes in this locality. Let's dive deeper into the site analysis using HPROC data. Based on the highest bid price of $627 million, after factoring in land costs, construction costs, land financing, marketing fees, and so on, the break-even price estimated is $2,571 per square feet per plot ratio. Let's assume the typical 20% profit margin. Here we are easily talking about estimated selling price of more than $3,000 per square feet. Let's dive deeper into the project overview itself. The developer is Guaco Land. It's a 99-year leasehold from 13 February 2025. Two tower blocks, 36-story high, with commercial at the lower floor. Address is River Valley Green in District 9. Site area is 126,000 square feet with a plot ratio of 3.5. Altogether, there are 455 units and 364 car park slots. Take note, most condominiums today, especially those that are near the MRT station, do not come with one-to-one car park lot. Reason is very simple. Easily more than 50% are tenanted units, and most tenants don't drive. And moreover, in this location, you don't even need to drive because it's at the heart of the city area and it's next to an MRT station. Estimated TOB, 2030. Let's talk a little bit more about the unit mix itself. There are 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, from 538 square feet to 689 square feet. Then you have the typical 3-bedrooms from 800 square feet to 1,100 square feet, as well as the 4-bedroom from 1,400 to 1,800 square feet. This is a more detailed breakdown in terms of the 2-bedrooms, 3-bedrooms, and 4-bedrooms. The 2-bedrooms, there are a total of 38% in this development. For the 3-bedroom, there are 46%. As for the 4-bedroom, there are 15%. Take note, there is no 1-bedroom and 5-bedroom in this development. This is the site map itself. You can see it's a very long piece of land fronting the Kim Seng Park. Both tower blocks of 36 storey have a very beautiful view of the Singapore River itself. For this block, block 40, you have altogether 7 units per level. For this block, you are slightly lower at 6 units per floor. Then you have a 50-meter slab pool with clubhouse, communal facilities throughout the development itself. And most importantly, there's also a very beautiful lawn area here and also a tennis court. And adjacent to it is Greyville MRT station. So in short, you have direct access to Greyville MRT station. Let's go deeper into the floor plans itself. So over here, I will share with you the 2, 3, and 4 bedrooms. For the 2 bedrooms, this is type B4, 689 square feet. It comes in a dumbbell layout. As you enter into the kitchen, you can either enclose it or leave it open. You have the dining area, followed by the living and the balcony that face the front. You have 2 bedrooms to the side with its own attached bathroom. Take note the aircon latch is not part of the strata area. For the 3 bedroom, it measures 1098 square feet. As you enter from the foyer, you have the living area, dining area, followed by the balcony, and the kitchen. It can either be enclosed or leave it open. You also have a flexi area, which can convert into an extra study room, storeroom, or maybe tear it out to make the kitchen bigger. Then you have 2 common bedrooms over here, and followed by the master bedroom and its own attached bathroom. For the 4 bedroom, this is the biggest of all. It's 1,800 square feet. You have your own private lift. You come up from the foyer, you have a junior suite over here with its own attached toilet. The living area, You have a very spacious balcony here, followed by a dining area at the back, and the kitchen is at the rear, with a own service yard, and as well as a storeroom, which also can be act as a helper's room. Then you also have two bedrooms here, sharing a common toilet here, and there's also a powder room, and the master bedroom with its own walk-in wardrobe and attached powder room is at the back. Here, let's go into the strength of this project. This is a location map of River Modern. You're at the heart of District 9. It's next to Great World MRT station. The Orchard Shopping Belt is not too far away. Robinson Quay, Kim Seng or Outram Precinct is over here. Tiong Bahru Market is nearby. Chinatown, Boat Quay, CBD, Clarke Quay, Singapore River, etc. Most importantly, over here, you are selling a lifestyle. You have access to Orchard Road at your doorstep. You can easily travel to the city to work or even to Marina Bay area. And let me share with you, this is the actual site. It's a very long piece of land next to the park and fronting the Singapore River. This is Great World City MRT station. Right below, as you cross across, it's about 2 minutes walk to Great World MRT station. And this is Yong An Park. River Modern offer you direct connectivity to many stations around Singapore. From Great World MRT station, you can travel upwards to Orchard Road, where you access the North-South MRT line, Stephen to the Downtown line, Caldecott MRT station to access the Circle line. Or you head downwards to Orchard MRT station, you have the Northeast line, Thompson East Coast line, East-West line, and so on. Let's talk a little bit about the developer itself. This development is built by Guacoland. It's a reputable developer that has done many projects over in Singapore in the past few years, including Gu Residence, Leiden Residence, Martin Modern, Mita Modern, etc. For the contractor itself, they have appointed China Construction. China Con is a reputable contractor in Singapore since 1992. They have developed many HDB flats, condominiums, MRT works, as well as civic and community facility all across Singapore. The developer has also appointed P&T Consultant as the architect and engineering consulting services for this development. Tinderbox is the landscape architect, and IPLI Architect is the lead architect for this development. So to sum up, this is a sought after location in District 9. It offers you convenience as well as accessibility. Built by reputable developers, reliable contractors, award-winning architects, and most importantly, offer you a river-facing development. So this is Singapore River. The site itself is actually over here next to River Gate. Next, let's go into the weakness itself. I plot out the chart for three main property types over the years from 2020 to 2026. The orange line is D9 VCO condominiums. The light blue line is D15 VCO condominiums in light blue. OCI and RCI VCO condominium in dark blue. So from 2020 to 2026, you can see that the average price growth for D9 resale condo is only 22%. District 15 grow at 46%. And for the rest of OCI and RCI, it appreciate by 44%. So what can we conclude here? Well, D9 resale condo has underperformed both OCR and RCI condo in recent years. There are many reasons to it. I will elaborate on it later on. But having said that, the D9 resale condo has also the opportunity to play catching up since D15 as well as OCR and RCR condominium has appreciated by 40%. Am I correct to say that? So, for D9 area, there's a higher proportion of expats, although there are also Singaporeans who stay in this locality. But the higher ABSD at 60% may have deterred a lot of foreign investment and foreign buyers over the past few years. Not only that, there's a higher cost of living in the prime area that may deter some buyers to stay in this area. For older condos, they are more spacious. They are bigger in size, 1,000, 3,000, 5,000 to 2,000 square feet. But then the overall quantum is larger. You're easily talking about 3.5 million upwards. Whereas for the newer condos, they are usually smaller in space, but affordable quantum. That is why River Modern give you the opportunity to invest in the District 9 location with a smaller quantum. And the resale demand in this area is generally more skewed towards investment. For the 3 and 4 bedrooms, they're mainly for owner stay, but for the 1 and 2 bedroom, they're mainly for renters. Next, let's talk about the opportunity itself. Let me compare two condominiums. Resale condominiums, they're just TOP. First and foremost, we'll compare Irwell Hill Residence along River Valley Road. This is just a short walk away from River Modern. This is a 99-year leasehold, TOP in 2024. It's developed by CDL. So let's take a look at the profitable transactions. The profit range from 272,000 to as low as 52,000 for the one-bedroom, 406,000 for the three-bedroom. If you look at the analyzed return range from 1.4, 0.8, 2.4, as high as 3.5. A very simple rule of thumb, as long as your analyzed return is 1% and less, it's most likely you don't really make money after factoring in buyer stamp duty and expenses. But if your analyzed return is hovering around 2% over, I think this is still a fairly good return. So this is a resale transaction over the past few years, and these are the transactions from launch. Another project I want to discuss is Riverine. It's just diagonally opposite River Modern itself, developed by Frasers and Appoint. It's previously also Zouk Discotheque over here, which has really been converted into a hotel as well as service apartment. This site is also on 99 years leasehold. And take a look at the profitable transaction. Profit range from 379,510 to as low as 89,000. Analyzed return is slightly better at 2.8% to as low as 1.2% to as high as 5.1%. Take note, very clearly you can see that the 3 and 4 bedrooms usually command a higher profit margin because overall due to its quantum as well as its higher analyzed return as compared to the 2 or smaller bedrooms. This is the price trend for Riverine from launch in 2020 all the way to 2026. But take a look at the blue dots. These are the transaction for the new homes that are being sold by the developer itself. Anything I will say that above the 3,001 per square feet mark, I will say going forward, you will have challenge to sell because not forgetting, if you look at the recent transaction here, they are hovering around 3,000 plus per square feet. So if you are selling anything above 3,001, 3,002, you will have to wait for a while more for prices to play catching up. Dina offer you an opportunity to live in Pram District and is suitable for those that appreciate the kind of lifestyle in this area, what it can offer to you. And they also limited supply in District 9. Take a look at this, it's the UIA master plan. There are not many sites. Most of the site has already been fully developed, except for this site is zoned for educational site. There's also one more site which we will touch on it later on. This is the upcoming parcel C that may push up prices. This is the one in orange. It's going to launch for sale in April 2026. River Valley Green Parcel C. It's just opposite River Modern. Not forgetting, just now we mentioned there are 5 developers that bid for this site. So I assume the other 4 developers may go for this site instead. So hopefully they push up the prices for Parcel C and this will make River Modern look attractive going forward. And this is River Valley Green Parcel C. And this is a photograph taken from the back. And this is Yong An Park. So coming back to it, District 9 or River Model offer you an affordable quantum due to its smaller size. The 3-bedroom is slightly smaller, so it offers you an opportunity for even HDB upgraders to stay in District 9 at a more affordable quantum. And as you have it, price start from 2008 per square feet, 2-bedroom from 1.5 million, 3-bedroom from 2.29 million, and 4-bedroom from 4.5 million onwards. Here, let's talk about the trust itself. Firstly, you have the geopolitical threats. As usual, the US trade war, you have the US tariff on various countries that may affect their economy. And also the uncertain property market going forward. If you have watched my previous video, I mentioned that the property market today is at a record peak. So will prices continue to go up or will prices continue to go down? Seriously, we do not know. And not forgetting, there's a lot of disruption of AI onto the job market going forward in the next few years, 5 to 10 years. I foresee some job will be made redundant. So will this impact on job prospect in Singapore and the ability of people to service their mortgage? And lastly, we are talking about a moderate property growth ahead. I do not foresee a surge in property prices going forward with so many cooling measures in place. I expect property price for 2026 to hover around 2-3%. Long gone are the price surge in COVID due to the pent-up demand. So going forward, expect a more moderate, sustainable pace of growth in Singapore. So last but not least, can buy or buy? Here, let me share with you my own views. This location is suitable for those that has a preference for city living, that those prefer a certain kind of lifestyle. I think Orchard Road, River Valley area, the CBD offer you what you are looking for. Secondly, River Modern give you a very good entry price to buy a two bedroom, three bedroom, or even four bedroom at a very affordable quantum because due to its smaller size as compared to older resale condominiums in the vicinity. As usual, if you are buying any properties today in Singapore, always have a long-term investment horizon. Here we are talking easily about 5, 7, or even 10 years. And always go for the lower PSF units. You know, those on the lower to mid floor, I think will be ideal. Those on the upper floor, take note because when it, as long as you go higher up, the per square feet can hover around 3,003 to 3,005 per square feet. And those that buy at a higher extreme floor will have difficulties to sell them going forward in the resale market. For those that are interested in river border and would like to find out more, the confirmed preview date starts from tomorrow, 20 February 2026, and will last for 2 weeks until 1st March 2026. The confirmed launch is for on the 7th March 2026. If you'd like to receive the floor plans in advance or visit the show flat directly, kindly give me a call. My contact number is there. Here, thank you for watching. See you around.